Ambassador Alan Keyes.
To come before you today to put before you a nomination, the name of Fannie Hellawell for governor of Utah. Now, since I am not from Utah, some of you will be wondering why I make bold to do that. I make bold to do it not because I know what is good for Utah, but because I know what good Utah could do for America in this time of our greatest crisis, in this time of our greatest need. But I am not sure we appreciate it. In the course of the next year, issues will be decided that will preserve or destroy the moral foundations of this country. Next week, Massachusetts will begin performing same-sex marriages, and within months, in every state in this union, there will be a challenge to the marriage-based family like nothing we have ever seen before. Already, our courts have launched an assault on our right to reverence God, to declare his name, to reflect his will in our laws, in Alabama and every state in the United States. The moral crisis is not ongoing. The moral crisis is not coming. The moral crisis is being decided. And the question is, what will it take to preserve the moral future of our land? Well, this I know. All it will take for freedom to perish is that Utah do nothing. For this is a state above any other in this country where the people of Utah are committed to the conscience, to the faith, to the moral values, to the moral decency that have made this nation strong and free. Utah could be the last, the shining example, the voice of conscience that I believe God in his providence, in every travail and in every trouble, has prepared the state to be. And now is the time when the heart and the voice and the conscience of Utah is needed as a light for this whole land to stand with courage against those who mean to destroy the moral heart of our freedom. When the judge comes and says to the state of Utah, you must perform same-sex marriages and give approval to that which God says is sin. When the judge comes and says you must take down the Ten Commandments and show our disrespect for the law and authority by which we have claimed our freedom in the Declaration. The question of Utah right now is who will sit in the governor's chair? It is not a question of who will bring the jobs or who will limit the government, but who in that moment will look the judges in the eye and upholding the Constitution and the religious liberty of people in this state and across the land will say no and stand there until justice is served. That we can trust only those voices who will say no then because they say no now. They will stand for truth then because they stand for it now. They have not put it last, but put it first on the agenda of their concern for Utah and the people of this country. Such a voice, such a man, is party Hellawell, and supporting him is not just a gift for Utah. In this time of crisis, it will be a gift for the survival of our nation, the survival of its conscience, the survival of its liberty.